Welcome to the February 2021 podcast of Senior Housing Unfiltered. I am your host, Todd Petty. Each month, I have the privilege of teaming up at Lloyd-Jones Senior Living to change an industry stuck in ancient cultures. We are passionate about the senior housing space and are committed to not leaving the industry the way we found it. I'm excited today about introducing to you our quest to understand how to deliver successful aging in our senior housing communities. Over the next few podcasts, I'm going to identify eight essential elements built into each one of our senior housing communities. These elements allow the opportunity for our residents to successfully age by the deployment of very specific strategies to fight inflammation, improve cognitive health, improve diet and fitness, for pain relief, blood pressure, cholesterol management, and so much more. Let's introduce the eight elements, and then we'll go directly to our presentation for today. The eight essential elements in our wellness program consist of the following: positive psychology, sensory design, progressive engineered environments, brain health nutrition, movement, medication delivery, sleep, and last but not least, hydration. I'll be introducing two components today as we speak with Olivia Benton, the editor of Senior Living News. The first component we'll be discussing is digital signage, and the second component will be aromatherapy. Digital signage influences the ocular system, and aromatherapy influences the outcome of the olfactory system in human physiology. Both components are very important in our state management for our clients at our communities. Ladies and gentlemen, sit back and enjoy the next 20 minutes as we take you on a journey to deliver and discover successful aging and elements of our sensory design category. We'll be right back after the show.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. This is Olivia Beaton, editor at Senior Community Forum, and I am so excited today to be joined by Jimmy Carrion, VP of Business Development, and Todd Petty, Executive Vice President from Lloyd-Jones Senior Living, and we're going to be discussing various things, but specifically successful aging. Thank you so much for both joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, Olivia. It's nice to be with you and nice to be with the audience today.
Thank you so much. Just to start off, would you both mind kind of telling me a little bit about your background and how you ended up in senior living?
Yeah, I can go first. So Jimmy here, I actually started in the construction startup world and then moved into hospitality. So I was part of the OYO group and helped them franchise and grow in the US. And last summer I joined Lloyd-Jones Senior Living and found a real passion for working in the senior housing world and really trying to change and implement more of this successful aging into every community.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad you ended up here in senior living. How about you, Todd?
Yeah. So first part of my career, I was in home health and started several companies with entrepreneurs and then started my home health company, which I sold to LendCare out of Clearwater. And then stayed with LendCare Holdings for about 5 years, and then I entered the senior housing space. So I've been here about 20 years now, and I guess where I'm most well known as, I helped co-found Thrive Senior Living in 2008, brought a lot of technology into the industry, and then in 2016, I left Thrive and co-founded Mainstay Senior Living, where we created products for the middle market. So it's been a nice ride, and we think that now with Lloyd-Jones, we see a pivot and a change in the demographics, and we're ready to launch a different component of it.
Absolutely. And so what does successful aging mean to you, and what does that look like exactly?
Yeah, so we see a big change coming with COVID-19. We believe COVID-19 exacerbated the changes that were coming anyway. And the changes that were coming is people were aging in place longer and regulations were allowing them to stay longer. So it was requiring health care. I know everybody was on a bandwagon to build resort type hotel-like amenities, and nothing wrong with that, but you can't leave the health care out. Mm-hmm. And so when COVID-19 came, the good operators that had good health care components did well, and the ones that didn't have it in place struggled. And you know, in the past, we've looked at healthcare strategies, and folks have had, you know, trying to approach it as like a ministry approach to the whole man, mm-hmm. spirit, soul, and body. Some people talk about the physical, intellectual, emotional, dining part of it. But we see, you know, this moving and evolving something greater. So I'm going to show you a little poster. I hope this shows on our screen here.
Absolutely.
So this,
I love that.
This is, a lot of people are familiar with this from college. This is Maslow's hierarchy of need. And, you know, those first two components of this pyramid are physiological and safety. And that really is what the regulations require us to do in senior housing. And that's what we've concentrated on. 24-hour watchful oversight, safety and security, three meals a day, two snacks, activities. Just really, when you think about it, the very basic components
right.
of providing for our residents. But if you're going to get the residents to move up this pyramid so that there's love and belonging, there is meeting the esteem needs of our clients, or actually self-actualization. I mean, how do you get someone to self-actualization in our building? It's not something people have focused in on. So we launched Successful Aging that has eight very specific components that will address how we get someone beyond the very just the physical needs to a new level that, quite frankly, we're not seeing anybody talk about in the industry.
Absolutely.
So, Jimmy, you want to add to that?
Yeah, I think the biggest part of the successful aging, we're not recreating the wheel. It's something that's been part of senior housing for a long time. But what we really want is to make it the priority. Mm-hmm. The healthcare needs to be the priority. The programming needs to be the priority. And we don't want it to just be a selling piece in our brochure. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that it's something in the community that all of our staff, all of our members, even here, the beauty about successful aging, and it's not just senior housing. Even here in corporate, these are eight different things that we can all focus on, mm-hmm. like hydration, movement, you know, sensory design, things that doesn't matter what age you are, mm-hmm. everyone can take a part of it. And we want to make sure that the culture starts from our corporate offices and then goes into every single building as well.
Yeah. And I would say, Olivia, real quick, you know, a lot of these things. So we can tie these components that we've identified back to the Harvard Medical School, the Harvard Publishing. You know, I'll just give an example here. Here's one of their reports. Mm-hmm. You can get these for about $40 a piece. So they're expensive white papers. This is on positive psychology. And then here is one on improving sleep. Mm-hmm. And here's one on just simple stretching. So what these do is these take a holistic approach to life. Mm-hmm. And obviously with the groundbreaking book, not sure if the audience is familiar with Live Long, Die Short, mm-hmm. but that the book capsulizes the truth that, you know, we used to think 20 years ago that, well, it's all genetics. You can't really control that. Very small part of aging you can control. And now we find out, well, the majority of aging you can control.
Absolutely.
Based on your lifestyle. And so, you know, the goal is not to get diagnosed with a disease and then live 10 years dying long. Mm-hmm. The goal is to live long and then get ran over by a car and then you die and die short. And the only way to do that, though, is to make sure that they sound simple. But I will share with you, there's no programming that I'm aware of in most communities right now that enforce or create an atmosphere that puts pressure to make sure certain things happen. So we're talking about, like Jimmy shared, hydration of the resident. Number one reason for a hospital visit to an emergency room, which causes a urinary tract infection, which causes exacerbated dementia.
Right, like the domino effect.
All of it, right. There's malnourishment. The number one reasons one of the reasons people come to assisted living. I mean, just movement alone. You know, a person via these studies, a person walking two or three times a week, 30 minutes, just walking and having movement helps with dexterity. It helps with circulation, and it even helps with release of serotonin into a person's brain, so that it may not need to take an antidepressant. So if we can have these programs of movement, and even positive psychology, I mean, if you interview a lot of people, they can talk about their amenities, like they have digital signage. you know, in all, and, you know, that's something we launched back in 08, 2010 to be like the hotels, to be, you know, cool and sexy, which is great, have nice buildings. But really, you know, digital signage is a way to help reinforce in the residents' mind and our guests' mind, so we get credit for what we're doing in the communities. Mm-hmm. So when people that have short-term memory don't remember Barry Manilow visiting 4 days ago and singing to them and they're dancing and all the beautiful meals that are served and they're talking to their loved one and saying, ah, I don't remember anything. And they serve the same food. It allows the person coming to visit us to see all that mom's doing, for us to get credit for all the programming we have. And even the senior themselves, the client, can say, oh, there I am, you know, with Barry Manilow 5 days ago. I didn't even remember that. So it reinforces positive psychology, you know, announcements about Cinco de Mayo coming and the mariachi band. That sets goals for our residents. These are all real specific strategies that create a successful aging environment and gives us a chance to combat the things that are that we have to deal with as we age.
Absolutely. And so hearing all of this and with the focus being on kind of a holistic approach and focusing on what the residents need to truly thrive, I'm curious if this kind of came to you. I know, Todd, that you spent some time living in senior housing. And was this kind of inspired by what you saw was lacking in a sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. The 1 year that I went from a 4,400 square foot home to a 400 square foot apartment.
Wow.
And I stayed there for 12 months. And, you know, I went through, I think, the gamut. I was 40 years old. I went through the whole gamut of maybe what an older adult might feel. I mean, initially I thought I was, you know, I'm going to this small apartment. But once I moved in, I realized, hey, I don't need all the stuff I had. Right. My laundry's being done. They're serving me meals, checking on me. But absolutely. I mean, I was there 24 hours a day. So, you know, the technology that really we put in, you know, around 2015, where a variety of senior publications said we had the most advanced technology at the time in the industry, came as a result of things I saw in the community that we could talk about. But this successful aging platform was really birthed by spending the time with the residents and seeing a lack of the regulations, regulations meeting a bare minimum for someone to sustain physiological life, but not really enhance their lives. And so as we begin to look at these different components and put them in place, you know, this is where it was birthed out of. So I wanted to share a story, Olivia, if you don't mind.
Of course, I'd love to hear.
So, you know, we use, there's a variety of these products, but, you know, this is the one I use. So I know a lot of our audience is familiar with IN2L. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we talk about pop psychology, creating an environment that helps a resident have a good mental state of mind. Well, how do you do that? And some people might think at a low level, well, let's put some music, play music, that's good. Let's connect them to their lives of how they lived it. But I'm gonna share a really cool way of showing how this practically works out. So we were touring with investors in a Texas property and we had IN2L tied to a TV. And as you know, IN2L, it's a computer software program. And we were searching Google Earth and we had all the residents give us where they used to live. So we were putting their address in and they all saw their, Google Earth, you know, it goes around and it comes down and there's their home. And they were really thrilled to see the technology at the time. And they were excited to see their home. So we had a lady there who was very depressed. She was very upset with her family. She felt they had abandoned her. She was from New Jersey, I think Trenton, New Jersey. And she talked about wanting to go home. She just wants to go home. This is not right for her family to leave her there. So she was not engaging, very depressed. And she's in this room and we're now going to look at where her home's at. And so we put the address in and, you know, I'm showing the investors now you're really going to like this. We're changing residents' lives. And so it goes to her home. The camera comes down and there's her house, but it's a Taco Bell.
Oh my gosh.
So her home was raised. It was down and a Taco Bell was built there. And I thought, this is horrible. You know, this is, you know, I can't connect her to where she used to live. And this is a disaster. Mm-hmm. And so she looked at it and she said, wow, we're waiting. And I remember the activity director, Jimmy, she said, look, your home's not even there. It's a Taco Bell. Yay. You know how activity directors are. And we call him director of excitement. Mm-hmm. But so everybody clapped and you know, was trying to make up for the fact that this was a bad deal. Mm-hmm. But anyway, she looked around and she said, wow. She said, the whole time I've been depressed, wanting to go back to my home. Mm-hmm. And my home doesn't even exist anymore. Mm-hmm. This is my home. This is my family.
Wow.
So from that day forward, so what that did, the simple technology cast an imagination down in her home, mm-hmm. that was her, you know, was causing her mental anguish every day of trying to go back to a place that doesn't exist anymore, mm-hmm. and realizing that place doesn't exist and now embracing this, mm-hmm. very quality product that she has to live in a very resort type environment with friends her own age. So positive psychology, successful aging. That's just one aspect of what we're talking about today, Olivia.
Absolutely. And, you know, I can imagine, you know, obviously the first moment, maybe sadness, but then the relief and the ability to let go and truly embrace her new home and new environment, something as simple as what you just explained. So I'm curious, that story gives me a little bit of insight, but what do you really notice in the difference between, you know, a traditional engagement between what you use, the successful aging technique? What do you notice in residents? How do they interact? How do they engage? And how does it improve their overall quality of life?
Well, yeah. So I think we have, I don't know if you can see my board back here.
I can. Yeah.
Great. Okay. I'll get out of the way and kind of lean and see Jimmy too. But, you know, so we have one of the components of successful aging is sensory design. Mm-hmm. And this is something that really I created actually living in the community I was at, and later on very specifically programmed it into our resort building. So sensory design would include everything that affects the five physical senses when you right. walk in a building. So that sight, that sound, mm-hmm. that smell. And I mean, we've had people drive up underneath our portico chaise, get out of the car and simply hear music playing. Mm-hmm. And it set the stage for their home experience because, mm-hmm. you know, they came into this beautiful music. It was the genre, whether it was the sponsor, the adult child, or whether it was the older adult, it resonated with them and it tied them to good memories. Mm-hmm. It created programming within them that was resonating positively. So it already helped them prepare for their visit. Mm-hmm. They walk in the door and then they're met with aromatherapy, and that aromatherapy ties back again to memories. It's just not, hey, the place has to smell good. I mean, right. No, the whole goal is to create an atmosphere where your five physical senses are coming alive. Mm-hmm. The digital signage is creating images, positive images in your mind. So rather than going into a community that has no music, no aromatherapy, no digital signage, no one at the front door, mm-hmm. can't find any staff around, and you have this just deafening silence that's very sterile and is very clinical, which allows their own minds to create their mm-hmm. version of whatever's happening, and it may not be right. Mm-hmm. So this transmutes the experience of a person moving in to a different world. So I have another story I'd like to share along these same lines. And this is, you know, this is relevant to everybody. And it's how this aromatherapy works. So
I am a personal big fan of aromatherapy. So I'm excited.
We had, you know, as I was putting this aromatherapy in, now this is not someone plug in, you know, a Glade or a, you right. know, a store-bought $5 scent maker into an outlet. That's not what we're talking about. We're really talking about machines that create different aromas and mm-hmm. Affect the scent. So I remember our CFO saying, you know, this is like $100 to do this a month. Mm-hmm. It might be $200 if you have two stories. Mm-hmm. But I remember him sharing with me, you know, this is just too expensive. We need to cut this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm always about let's invest to grow. Mm-hmm. Let's put in systems and call and charge more money, because if we deliver, you can charge and people will pay. Absolutely. But most people are kind of wired. Now, let's just cut expenses and make more money. Mm-hmm. So I said, you don't really need this. It doesn't matter. So we were at a national senior housing industry seminar, and we stayed at the Westin Hotel. Mm-hmm. And so we walked in the hotel, and I remember him sharing with me. He was like, oh, this is just Westin is awesome because –
you know that they clean well, they've got good housekeeping. I mean, you walk into every one of them, they all smell the same, and it's just clean. Mm-hmm. You know, they're really on top of their staff. And that's why I will always go here to a Westin. And as he said that, I looked up, there was aromatherapy.
Oh my God.
And that aromatherapy was dispensing a very specific Westin scent called white tea mm-hmm. into the atmosphere. And that's why every Westin you go into smells mm-hmm. like white tea. Mm-hmm. So I think from that day forward, he was convinced that, wow, it created a perception that wasn't real. And mm-hmm. I know coffee shops. I know even the Yankee Candle shop has mm-hmm. scent being delivered into the area to smell
Disney
like
World candy. Does it too.
Disney World does it too.
And that's the big thing about around successful aging in the programming. It's not just, you know, having the aromatherapy there or having 5-star meals and pictures of it. It takes really the full team to execute, because you need your staff members, you need your cook, your chef, your mm-hmm. Director of excitement, your executive director, everyone to really be behind the successful aging for it to work. Because mm-hmm. we could have, you know, your healthy diet, but if the chef doesn't believe in it, then he's just going to cook whatever he wants. So it's really about implementing it throughout the entire building, throughout the entire staff, and the physical plan as well. We want to make sure that the suites are capable of handling our program, our common spaces, our technology, our Wi-Fi. So it really takes a full vision behind it. Mm-hmm. And it's something that the more people that can operate this way, the better that senior housing is going to become.
For sure. And I know, Todd, you mentioned earlier that COVID has kind of thrown our industry, you know, into kind of the present, kind of forced us to either adapt with the times or to kind of fall behind. And so as you have this plan of successful aging, what does it look like moving forward? And as we move into hopefully being vaccinated in the near future and hopefully out of this pandemic, how can we continue to grow successful aging within the industry?
Yeah, well, I think, Olivia, the senior housing industry events, mm-hmm. you know, whether it's the National Investment Center, the America Senior Housing Association, Health TAC, mm-hmm. Maybe Leading Age as well. Every one of them have been saying over the last 2 years that for the owners of buildings, you need to prepare to run a healthcare building. Mm-hmm. The people are aging in place longer. Regulations allow them to stay in the building. The legislators don't want their family members going to a nursing home. Mm-hmm. We need to get staffing up, and you need to be prepared to do that. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people came into the space, though, and they were thinking, you know, I don't really care about that. Maybe they even thought it as a commodity or marginalized mm-hmm. healthcare some mm-hmm. and said, what's really going to matter is the big building and the beautiful grand hall and mm-hmm. the amenity space. And I'm not trying to marginalize that, but I'm saying I believe that people will have to move in a different direction with healthcare. Mm-hmm. I think there's great opportunity for a new building mm-hmm. because I think if someone builds a new building and, you know, we call it back here, progressive engineered environments. Mm-hmm. So I think if someone's building new buildings, it should be a little more costly, mm-hmm. but if they can come out of the ground, even near in an area that's saturated, mm-hmm. if they can create a building that when I walk in has infrared, mm-hmm. Temperature checking devices. Mm-hmm. It has motion. It has motion faucets in the common areas. Mm-hmm. It has motion lights to come on and off without any touching.
Right.
If our residents are wearing wearables that we can do contact tracing with. Mm-hmm. If we have the air filtered in the building more frequently, if it's going through an HEPA filter and UV lighting to kill the pathogen. Mm-hmm. If washers and dryers are in the residents' room now mm-hmm. and they're not, the laundry's not being commingled and mm-hmm. and the caregiver can spend more time in the residents' room and be with that resident. And if we had a small kitchenette, even in assisted living, mm-hmm. because the reality is we've always quarantined.
Right.
It might've been C. diff. It might've been flu. Mm-hmm. It might've been pneumonia. It might've been scabies. I mean, you name it. Right. This has just raised the level of awareness. So a building that gets built like that, even if the common air and space is smaller, mm-hmm. the person putting mom and dad in there are going to choose that community.
Absolutely. Because at the end of the day, I mean, caring for the most vulnerable population that are susceptible to not only COVID, but the myriad of things that you just listed, at the end of the day, the loved ones, the resident, the caretakers, the community are just looking for their loved ones to be safe and healthy at the end of the day. And yes. I feel like you probably see on your end that it's worth the investment, especially now when we've seen what can happen when something like this kind of takes over the industry.
Exactly. And we know the, you know, we know the age, the average weighted age of a person going in to assisted living is rising 80 basis points a year. So I think it's 87 now, it'll be 88 in, you know, another year or so, it'll be 89. And as they, as these residents go in there over 85, mm-hmm. one in two has dementia, one in three has Alzheimer's. So the need is going to be healthcare. Mm-hmm. So still beautiful buildings, but not, you know, not so as important as maybe the bistro, maybe the right. bar. Mm-hmm. I mean, the residents, you know, that that really sold to sons and daughters that wanted their mom and dads from the pension generation to be in a nice place. But I think in the future, it's all going to be about safety, security, healthcare, and you know, knowing mom's getting hydrated, she's nourished, there's activity, there's positive psychology, that the buildings are equipped to handle a pandemic, and all these things are going to be very important as we move forward. But it'll be great opportunity for those that can adopt the innovation. I think it's a very exciting time for us to be living in.
Absolutely. I do as well. And I would just love to hear from both of you kind of what you're looking forward to most as you continue to implement this successful aging at Lloyd Jones.
Yeah, so I'll start off. So we're excited. We have a developer we're working with that is going to be creating, hopefully we'll be breaking ground in March, creating this post-pandemic building mm-hmm. That will be healthcare driven, beautiful place. We're going to be charging more rent for it. Mm-hmm. But we think we've got, you know, a unique value proposition. Mm-hmm. So we get to work with a new model coming out of the ground. We also are working on active adult 55 plus and independent living, which incorporates everything we've done with assisted living over the last 10 years. So in those properties, we have a bistro, and we do have a bar from 4 to 8, mm-hmm. A point of sale bar. We have a variety of multi dining venues because we believe the people that are under 85 mm-hmm. that are moving to communities that are fully cognitive. They still, this is the Woodstock generation.
Right.
You know, they still want to have a drink and they can, mm-hmm. they still want to meet somebody. Mm-hmm. And actually this is very interesting. The highest demographic group that is divorcing now is, I think, 75 and older. It might be 65, but you got a high divorce rate going on, and you have deaths of a loved one. And mm-hmm. these folks are, you know, like I said, they're the Harley Davidson Woodstock 60s. Mm-hmm. And they're like, hey, I'm going to be relevant one more time. I've got Absolutely. One shot at the apple. And they're going to be moving to these new properties. They're not going to go to assisted living. And we're excited to create a product that we'll have these highly amenitized areas, but we'll have a lot of technology, simply great Wi-Fi to bring in healthcare technology so they can age in place.
Absolutely. I love that. And I'm excited to see what you guys continue to do. How about you, Jimmy? What are you looking forward to?
Yeah, I think that really just the implementation of the operations and just seeing the shift in healthcare coming up front. Mm-hmm. You know, I haven't been involved in senior housing as long, but I can see that there was a bubble of beautiful buildings and only focus on how beautiful and how big we can make them. Mm-hmm. Whereas this shift of COVID has made it in how safe are the buildings, was the healthcare, was the programming. And the great thing in here at Lloyd Jones, we don't want to keep it a secret. Mm-hmm. We want to pioneer the message, and the more people that can operate in this healthcare way, the better the industry is going to be. The industry is not going to get any smaller. It's only going to get larger. We haven't even hit the silver tsunami that people are talking about, because that silver tsunami we're going to hit when they start turning 80.
Right.
So we still have a couple of years. So I think the more operators that can implement successful aging or just healthcare in place, I think senior housing overall is going to become better.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for sharing and pioneering this concept and this idea. And hopefully moving forward, we will continue to see more people invest in this technique of successful aging to care for the most vulnerable population.
Thank you, Olivia. It was great speaking with you today. We highly respect your organization. I've always had a good time when we've come to your events and have gotten a lot of great ideas from it. So we look forward to getting back with everybody when we open back up.
Yes, so do we all. Thank you both so much.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the show today. I want to thank you for your continued support for Senior Housing Unfiltered. As we continue to plunge the depths of successful aging, luxury healthcare, and a new healthcare normal in senior housing for 2021. For more information on this subject we spoke about today or any of our future healthcare podcasts, you can visit the Harvard Health Publishing website, which is sponsored by Harvard Medical School, or of course, you can visit the Lloyd Jones Senior Living website. Don't miss our next podcast. We will have a special guest who happens to be one of the architects of the new luxury healthcare model coming on the scene in senior housing post-pandemic 2021. We will also be introducing a beautiful development coming out of the ground this spring in North Georgia. My team will be previewing new services, a new pricing matrix, a newly designed, highly appointed suite accommodations designed especially for the baby boomers to successfully age. Until next time, we wish the very best for you, your loved ones, and all members of your extended family. This is Todd Petty with Senior Housing Unfiltered. Until next time, Godspeed.